listener production.
Please leave your message after the tone.
Why am I jealous of my ex?
I am so stressed all the time.
How do I get into a routine?
Is TikTok making me anxious?
I think I'm being manipulated.
Someone told me you could live with half a brain.
This is Do You Fucking Mind? Mindset Hacks for a Badass Life. Hosted by me, Alexis Fernandez.
Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to episode 9 of our Do You Fucking Mind New Year's Being Better mini-series. So this is where I'm spending the first 2 weeks of 2024 taking you through all the tips and tricks to get your year started right. Okay, so we're pumped, we're here for it, we're excited, and also just you can use these episodes at any time of the year. I probably spoke about this a few episodes ago, but I just love the start of the year to make some changes in your life because it's when a lot of people are making changes. And it's always easier to do something in a group than it is to do it alone. While you should always be able to do it alone, there's something in the air. There's this collective energy. And I liken it to like running, you know, a fun run. If I'm running alone, it's doable. If I run it in a group, it's just more fun. And if I run it in a massive group, it just feels like, oh my God, this is fucking unbelievable. Okay. So that's kind of why I look at the start of the year is just a great time to maximize this energy and make some changes in your life if you so desire. So today I'm talking about imposter syndrome. This is something that I think gets to so many of us, including myself. And it can really, I look at imposter syndrome as one of the main things that really kind of gets in the way of creativity and expansion. You could be on this path doing really well, you know, focusing on your own shit, getting that all done. And then something will happen that makes you start to compare yourself thinking, ooh, am I a fraud? Is just going to all come out that I don't have all the answers? Is this, is that? And then because you're questioning yourself, you're doubting yourself, something's happened that's triggered this feeling inside of you. It starts growing, growing, growing. All that creativity gets kind of stifled. It kind of gets put on hold. Okay. So it's not very pleasant when we go through these feelings of imposter syndrome, but I do want you to realize that it is quite common. And even people who are super successful and super confident have bouts of imposter syndrome feelings as well. So don't think that the only people that get these feelings of imposter syndrome are the ones that are actually imposters, because that's not the case at all. I feel like a lot of us, if not maybe most of us, have these feelings. So what exactly is imposter syndrome? So for some it's a fleeting thought, but for others it's this completely like paralyzing feeling of feeling like you're being a fraud or, you know, a fake, even though you're trying your best. But it would be like saying, you know, when are people going to realize that everything I've been doing is not really as good as it is, or that I'm not actually as good as people think that I am. You know, you're putting yourself down and your abilities and your achievements down. This is also really common in high achievers who really struggle to accept their accomplishments and they put it down to something else. Like, oh, the only reason I succeeded is because, you know, people just were fooled, or they just didn't realize, or it was just an outlier. It's an anomaly, but really consistently, would I even be that good if I had to do it consistently? You just often, when you experience this, you feel not as competent as other people say that you are. So when people praise you, when they say, oh, you've done so well, and you know, deep down you're like, oh, it's not really that good. It's not really, you know, you just don't agree with what people are saying about your achievements and your abilities. And then it's often linked with anxiety and depression, but not always. So definitely not always, but with a lot of people who have anxiety in particular, they might be feeling these feelings of imposter syndrome. Now, can you get rid of these thoughts? And the answer is yes, you can. You can't necessarily, it's not about getting rid of these thoughts cropping up in the first place, but it's learning how to intercept these thoughts and dealing with them in the best way possible. So that way the thoughts don't happen as often. And then when they do happen, they don't last for that long. They don't really crop around. They don't like hang around for that long. And for some people, maybe the thoughts of imposter syndrome do eventually ultimately go away. But when you look at dealing with a lot of thoughts, a lot of the time when you're talking about anxiety, imposter syndrome, a whole bunch of unpleasant thoughts that we think, it's not about how do I delete, eliminate. You know, you've got to understand that your brain and your emotions are very complex. It's more about how do I really effectively deal with anything that comes my way. So then you're not so worried about something cropping up in your life, but you're more so thinking, all right, this thing is cropping up in my life. I've now learned how to deal with it. I'm going to pull those tools out and do something about it. That's kind of how you want to approach anything that you're trying to edit or change in your mind or how your mind operates. Now, where does it stem from? So it's really common in people who were raised in families that put a lot of pressure on external achievements. So that pressure can make people quite anxious and feel like really mixed up in their heads with feelings of just not being good enough because of all the pressure. It's also quite common in minority groups because it's harder statistically for certain people in minority groups to achieve success. So when they do achieve success, they feel out of place and undeserving of being there, even though that's not the case at all. They could be completely deserving of that thing, but just because there's less representation, they don't see, you know, people of their own group represented in that field, then they feel that they're not, it doesn't feel like it feels right for them to be there. And then it's also really common in perfectionists, which again is linked to anxiety. And it's this working hard because you've got something to prove kind of thing. And all of these things come down to a fear of not being loved or not being accepted or like something related to those two fears. And it kind of gets confused with this feeling of I'm not good enough. Like if I don't achieve this, will I still be loved? If I don't follow in the footsteps of my parents or if I'm not successful, will I still be loved? It's like the stakes feel so high that you feel like you have not earned this achievement. And when something good happens, because you're so fearful of things not going well for you, you're feeling like it's not going to last for long. You kind of think, when will this end? When will I be discovered? When will I be found out that this is not really, I'm not good enough? Okay. And the fucked thing is that succeeding doesn't get rid of imposter syndrome. It actually, for a lot of people, continues this loop. So it's kind of like, oh my God, now I've gotten to the next level. When will people find out now that I'm not good enough? You know, like you could be succeeding, doing really well, consistently doing well, and it will keep that thought loop. Okay. So how do we overcome imposter syndrome? How do we overcome imposter syndrome? The first thing is, you've got to get rid of this concept that we as humans have to succeed at everything that we do. You want to start getting really comfortable with the idea of not succeeding, falling short, quote unquote, or failing, that you kind of can aim for a ratio of a mix between failure and success. It's this knowing that in certain things in your life, things aren't going to work out. You will fail at something and that's perfectly okay. And to factor it into your plan, failure is not the worst case scenario. And when you realize that failing at something is not the worst case scenario and that you can learn something from failure and that you can repeatedly pick yourself up from failure, then you stop fearing that things aren't going to go well and that you're going to fail. You want to get acquainted quite well with the concept of failure. The next thing is I want you to get clear on who you seek approval from, because it's important to have a mentor and look up to people and aspire to be like certain people, but you don't want to try to be exactly like somebody else. You want to identify what it is that you do differently to them and be able to celebrate that thing. You want to learn how to take inspiration, but not to imitate. Because when you are trying to imitate, when you're trying to be just like someone else or just like how this person does it, then you're going to compare yourself a whole lot more than if you just take inspiration and try and focus on the things that you're doing differently in your own way. Then you limit the amount that you're comparing yourself to other people. Then I want you to understand that the little mistakes or the stuff that you don't know happens to everyone. No one's sitting there waiting to catch you out. I mean, if there is someone who's sitting there waiting to catch you out, then that's a pretty sad existence for them. But in general, people aren't doing that. You know, little mistakes happen to everyone. Okay. You don't have to know everything and acknowledge what you do know and also what you don't know. There's this there's such a calming thing when you're able to admit that you don't know something. It's very liberating to be able to say, I'm really good at this. I know all of this. However, I'm not an expert on these topics. I'm probably not going to be speaking about these topics, or I'm not going to know. And it actually feels really good to know the limitations of your knowledge, or to know what it is that you're getting better at but are yet to master. You don't always have to fake it till you make it. I think fake it till you make it does serve its purpose in certain things, but not in everything. And if you're not confident in a topic, and if you don't want to, you know, say something that's going to dig yourself into a hole, say, I don't know. And that makes you feel a lot better. And when you're more acquainted with what you're good at and what you're not good at, that kind of starts to kill off this imposter syndrome, because you're saying, I am confident with the limitations of my knowledge where I am right now. And yes, I might learn more, but I'm confident saying that I don't know something right now. And then lastly, I want you to learn how to celebrate the differences and what makes others strong and what makes you strong, and why the contrast is good. So for example, if I was to look at other podcasters within my field that I really respect that are doing really well or doing better than me, I could be like, wow, okay, they're the ones that are getting the most downloads or the biggest audiences. I've got to do more of what they're doing. I've got to imitate. But then that would put me in this massive point of comparison. I'd keep comparing myself and blah, blah, blah. But instead, what I do is I celebrate what they do. I enjoy it. I listen to a lot of I don't really consider them competitors, but people in my field who, when you look at the charts I'm technically up against, I celebrate it. I listen to their stuff, a lot of sciencey things. I love it. But I don't try and be like them, because I can really celebrate what makes my work unique to me and what makes their work unique to them. And it actually makes me enjoy this process so much more, because I'm not trying to imitate and compare. Instead, I'm looking at like how it's really cool how you can package information in so many different ways and how it can reach so many different people and appreciate it from that point. All right, guys, try those few things. Try and look at why it is that you may be like aversive to failure, why you're seeking so much perfection, where these thoughts have come from, and see if that helps you understand why it is that you might be having these feelings of imposter syndrome. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Next episode tomorrow will be all about finding your purpose. If you do want a more in-depth episode on imposter syndrome, then check out the link to one of my episodes in the show notes and have a listen to that so you can get more acquainted with the feeling. And I go into a really deep dive of things that you can do to overcome feelings of imposter syndrome. As always, guys, remember, be kind to yourself, be kind to your brain, don't take shit from anyone, and especially don't take shit from yourself. Danke.
Listener.